Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 15. I read for you again these words. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." Jesus said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Who is satisfied with crumbs? Well, beggars, of course. After all, beggars can't be choosers. And thus the homeless and prisoners of war delight in whatever crumbs they may find. They'll guard those crumbs as though they were precious jewels, for those crumbs may very well be the only thing to sustain them. And so it is that today we hear of a beggar who's eager to receive the crumbs that fall from the master's table and treasures them above all else. The poor woman in today's gospel was at her wit's end. Her daughter was severely oppressed by a demon. And exactly what that was and how that played out, we don't know. But whatever it was that afflicted her, it was severe. So this distraught mother comes to Jesus asking for help. But what makes this whole episode so remarkable is that this woman was a Canaanite woman. She was descended from those whom the Israelites displaced or were supposed to displace when they entered the Promised Land. She was a Gentile. She was not of Abraham's seed and therefore not a child of the promise. She had no right to ask for help, and she had nothing to commend her to Christ. And still she came, pleading for mercy. And in her cry, she declares that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Savior who was to come. Evidently, she'd heard about Jesus. And having heard, believed that he could and would help her. She believed that Jesus had power over the demons who oppressed her daughter, and she believed that he would help her. But the reception she received was rather unexpected. In fact, it seems rather rude. But Jesus answered her not a word. Now, this certainly doesn't sound like the Jesus we know, does it? It certainly doesn't seem very compassionate. In fact, it seems so unlike him, we may start to think how we might react if that happened to us. And yet, this woman would not be so easily put off. Despite Jesus' silence, she pressed on. She did not take Jesus' silence to be no, though many of us likely would have. She continued to believe what she'd heard about Jesus. And she loved her daughter too much to give up. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. We've heard this kind of thing before. The disciples didn't necessarily care about this woman and her daughter, but they wanted some peace and quiet. So they urged Jesus to just send her away, either granting her wish or not. They just wanted to be left alone. But Jesus answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Indeed, Jesus' ministry was to the children of Israel. He was born a descendant of King David and was circumcised the eighth day. He was a true Israelite, and he had come to preach to God's chosen people. It wouldn't be until after his death, resurrection, and ascension that he would then send his disciples, his preachers, to the Gentiles. So here it seems that God's promise to hear his saints didn't apply to the Gentiles. It seemed that Jesus' promises applied only to others and not to this woman. And despite this treatment, she still doesn't give up. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Her daughter's condition also affected her. Her daughter's suffering was her suffering. A mother's love is like that. Indeed, a mother with a suffering child will stop at nothing to help her child. So she is not at all deterred by Jesus' seeming indifference and seeming unwillingness to help. She falls down at his feet and continues to worship him and beg for his mercy. But he answered and said, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Here, my friends, is where we see her faith at its highest point. She had been ignored. The disciples just wanted to get rid of her. There was no evidence that Jesus would help, yet her faith clung to him. After all, he had never said he wouldn't help. He hadn't sent her away as the disciples had asked. Rather, the door always remained open. And so here, she caught Jesus in his own words, as Luther says. No, she was not a child. She was a dog. She was not worthy to receive anything good from him. Still, dogs would eat the scraps of food which fell from the table. She would gladly receive whatever crumbs Jesus might give her. For even such crumbs would be a feast for one so in need. Indeed, crumbs from God's table are so much better than all the riches man can give. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. This foreigner, this woman from a people the Israelites had displaced centuries before, had exhibited a faith which was great indeed. But be assured, it was not only because this woman's faith was so great that her daughter was healed. but because the object of her faith was so great. Her faith was focused on Jesus alone. She never took her eyes off him. She believed that Jesus, and only Jesus, could heal her daughter. And just as importantly, she believed that he would. Jesus was her only hope, and she would let nothing stand in the way of his helping her daughter. Despite all appearances to the contrary, she believed that Jesus would show mercy. And yet, such faith was not her own doing. It was a gift from God. For the word which this woman had heard about Jesus had taken root in her. The Holy Spirit used that word to create a faith which trusted in that Jesus would help her in spite of all appearances to the contrary. And so it is with us. We too are harassed by the devil. We are one and all sinners. We are, by our very nature, totally corrupt. Because of our sin, we are cut off from God. By nature, we have no hope of deliverance, for we can do nothing about our sin. We can't deal with it ourselves. Yet, unlike this woman, we couldn't cry for mercy until God had already given it to us by sending his Son to die for us. Thus, having had mercy shown to us and saving faith created in us by the Holy Spirit through God's Word, we do turn to Christ and cry out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." For only Jesus can heal us of our sin. For he, being the very Son of God, is the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. By his death on the cross, he satisfied divine justice. He suffered the punishment we all deserve. And in that glorious act, he has shown us mercy. By our baptism into Christ's death and resurrection, we are no longer dogs, but children. By his grace, we are allowed to eat at his table, not under it. He feeds us with the best of food, not just scraps or crumbs. Indeed, he feeds us with his very body and blood. So when it appears that Jesus doesn't answer your prayers and your cries for mercy, when it seems that he's forsaken you and abandoned you, when it seems that your prayers are met with silence, do not lose heart. Like the woman in our text, we too must never fear, never despair, never give up hope, and never stop believing that God in Christ will do for us and for our children that which is most beneficial. For indeed, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And God will answer according to his will and in his time. And so, despite any appearances to the contrary, God does love you. He sent his only Son to die on the cross for you. This Son willingly gave up his life so that you could live with him and his Father forever. He intercedes for you, and he sent his Spirit into your heart to bring you to saving faith. through this faith, you trust in Christ and in no one else for forgiveness and eternal life. So even when it seems that God has abandoned you, yes, even when it seems that He doesn't hear your prayers, even when it seems that all hope is lost, remember the Canaanite woman. Remember her persistent faith, even in the face of seeming rejection and seeming mistreatment. Keep praying and keep asking for mercy, for God has promised to hear. He has promised mercy. And He gives it all to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.